My name is John Erling, and today's date is September 8th, 2011. So, Tommy, would you state your full name, your date of birth, and your present age?
Tommy Alsop, born in Owosso, 1931. And those are not my dogs you hear in the background. Those belong to
like
Guy Logston.
Sounded like a werewolf.
If you want to stop it, I'll put them outside.
That was funny. Right on cue, right.
Well,
right.
They know what's going on, and they want to be a part of it.
Of course they do. I have three dogs myself, so I kind of know what that's all about. All right, so should we do it without the dogs this time?
All right.
So I might keep that part in. My name is John Erling. Today's date is September 8th, 2011. Tommy, would you state your full name, please, your date of birth, and your present age?
Sure. My name's Tommy Alsop, born in Owosso, 1931, November 24. So that makes me 79 years old.
Coming up on your 80th birthday.
Yep, big 80.
Joining us is your friend Guy Logston. Guy, nice to have you here. We might say that your background, you were the director of libraries, professor of education, taught Oklahoma history at Tulsa University. You've dedicated many studies to Woody Guthrie. You've co-authored two books. And with Jeff Place, you've compiled more than a dozen CD collections for Smithsonian Folkways Records. And more than qualified to be with us here today. Guy, we appreciate it very much. I might say we're recording this here in Guy Logston's home in Tulsa. Guy, we've interviewed you as well for this website. So, how did you come to know Tommy?
I don't know. Do you remember Tommy?
Yeah, 1976, Guy sponsored a Western Swing Festival out at Fairgrounds.
Yeah.
And at that time, I had to put together the original Texas Playboy Band with Leon McCullough and six of the original members. I did it so I'd have a place to go and play on the weekends, you know. We came up here and played for his Western Swing Festival. And I ended up that night going to Leon Russell's house playing rock and roll and putting it on a record. So, killed two birds with one stone that day.
That was one that the fairgrounds board supported. This was all out at Tulsa State Fairgrounds. Basically a two-day event.
Good show.
Yeah, very good show.
Did you have many sessions with Leon Russell, Tommy?
Yeah, I did. He came to California. I was the A&R man at Liberty Records. He came out there in 61 and came by to see me. We got acquainted. I got him and Dave a job playing the Relief Band. It's a club there in North Hollywood. We played around there, and we recorded about 3 years before I moved down to Texas in 65. I've just done an interview for somebody out of Houston, something to do in Oklahoma, and he's doing a big bio on Leon Russell, and he sent me contracts that he went out to the union, really done his homework, pulled out contracts, you know, and he was asked about who this guy was and who that guy was. And we did lots of session work. 61, 62, 63, up to 64. I played with him up through Gary Lewis when he got started singing. Leon arranged his first album.
You said you were born on a farm near Owosso. Let's talk about your mother. Your mother's name, maiden name, and where she grew up.
Her name was Blakemore. She grew up down around Tahlequah. Her mother was an orphan baby that got to Tahlequah in the March. She was raised in an orphanage, and she married a guy named Bill Blakemore. That was my mother's father, and he was part Cherokee, but mostly German-English.
And then your father's name?
Thomas Jerry Alsop. He was born in Illinois, in Marion County, Illinois. And the Alsops came over to the U.S. in the mid-early 1700s, 1735. I got the date on that from Tex Ritter, who had done some homework one time over in England, searching out his name. He said the Von Ritters and the Alsops came over at the same time. He told me this in the early 60s out in California. And he said the Alsops dropped off in Tennessee and the Von Ritters came on to East Texas, Panola County. Later on, they dropped the Von off of it. And when I was born, I was just a Ritter. I wasn't a Von Ritter. It intrigued me. And he told me, he said, I did some research on Alsop. And he held up a glass and he said, back in the old days, they would hold up a glass and say, let's all sup. And he said, that's how the name was derived. Of course, I had bunch of sisters that didn't go along with that around Tulsa here, you know, but we had a lot of fun with it.
Can you also trace your family and the Cherokees, your mother's side, to your great-grandmother?
Well, yeah, I've got all that stuff written down. There's some names I can't even pronounce. It goes way back. My mother's grandmother and Bill Cody's mother were sisters, we found out. And Cody was spelled C-O-O-D-Y back in the old days, and they dropped one of the O's out of it later on.
You're talking about Buffalo Bill Cody?
Yeah, right. She would have been like a first cousin to Buffalo Bill, my mother. My mother was born in 1893 down at Tahlequah, and Bill Cody was born like in 1850s, something like that. His parents came out of the Cherokee tribe, you know.
Was it true that your great-grandmother actually walked the Cherokee Trail
of Tears? She walked and she died on the Trail of Tears, yeah. My mother's grandmother.
And she never made it to Indian Territory.
She never made it to Indian Territory. The baby made it. That's why she grew up in the orphanage at Tahlequah. The Cherokees had an orphanage set up at that time just for that purpose.
You had brothers and sisters. How many?
Bunch of them. There's 13 in the family, 6 boys, 7 girls.
Your father, what did he do for a living?
He was a farmer all of his life, dryland farmer. He raised me through the Depression, you know. I was born in 31. That's when all the dust was blowing, and it was a big family. They all weren't home at one time, but I remember when 6 of us caught the school bus. The year I started school, there's 4 boys and 2 girls catching the bus at the same time. Didn't have any money, but back then I don't think anybody had any money, you know. Everybody was broke, so you didn't know you was poor. Till you call your dog to feed them and they wouldn't come, you know. Then you knew you was poor. Wasn't no dog food back in them days, so they didn't believe you.
We should say your wife, Nicole, is in the room here with us.
I don't want to interject and say anything, but...
She's here with us, right? Then the family settled west of Claremore?
No, it was about 2 miles west of Owosso. Exactly 2 miles, and we had a corner section of land, Indian land, 80 acres. My mother had a couple of sisters and a brother that also had land in that same section out there. That was a couple of 3 years after her and my dad got married. They got married in 1910. Seemed like the land came along in 1913 or 14, 1915. They moved off of my uncle's land to the 80 acres my mother received. That's where we all grew up.
What does Owosso mean? It's an Osage word, isn't it?
End of the line?
End of the line, yeah.
Okay.
The Indian sitting with the spear on the horse.
And supposedly it was the end of the Santa Fe Railway.
Could have been, yeah.
That's how Owosso came about.